What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast, the podcast to help ignite your action, help you reach your goals, and far more than just health and wellness. Today, we'll be diving into failing to plan is planning to fail. If an opportunity presents itself and you are not prepared, you might miss a chance. Join us on this conversation. We got a lot to unpack today. As always, we are your co-hosts, Jason Hogarth and Ism Hadahat. Excited for this one. Yo. Hey, man. What's going on?
What's going on? We had a, I'm just going to get right. I've been dying to tell you, we finally had a decent round at trivia. We had a perfect round.
Nice. All right, let's go.
It did not go well after that first round, but that round, that was peak.
Wait, does that mean like you guys went like, or how many in the round, how many questions are asked and stuff?
So there's 10 plus a tiebreaker, I think. Ah. Sometimes there's like multi-point questions also, like five parters and stuff like that, but yeah, roughly that. So we got 10 right.
Nice.
But we did not get the tiebreaker.
And did you guys fail to plan to get that last one?
Yeah, we did. We didn't research something well enough. I don't even remember what it is at this point.
The trivia is so hard. I always find it kind of shocking how people can watch things like what's that show? It's again like a trivia show. It's so popular. Jeopardy. That sounds right.
Pretty? Yeah, I think so.
Right? It's like a big trivia game. And well, either way, it's like how people can just watch along and just guess. Like I don't know. Random questions. Like how?
It's just difficult because even like this trivia, it's not like who killed Abraham Lincoln. It's Abraham Lincoln was killed by John Wilkes Booth, and what was his profession? Oh, it's like a question like that. Tough. It's like crazy stuff. Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. And then there's some layup questions. So, you know, we have a good time. But yeah, we finally had somewhat of some success, at least for one round. How you been, man? How things going?
No, doing good. I shared it with you before the call, and I'll share some of it. Today, I got news that my LLC went through. It got approved by the state. So there's a few other back end stuff that need to continue to happen by the end of this week and everything. But feels good. I am, for those who don't know, I'm going back into full entrepreneurship and going to build out the old brand of Beast Transformation. And it's rebranded to BT Strength and Wellness. And I'm just super excited. We're super excited to bring it to you guys. So stay tuned, and we'll share a little bit during this episode and a little bit more as we keep going and keep moving forward.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's a great place to start. So, you know, I know you didn't fail to plan. So what did you do to plan to make sure you're not going to fail as you go into your next bout with entrepreneurship?
No, good question. I mean, I think one was knowing kind of where I was going, and part of that was, did I want to do my own brand again? Did I want to rebrand? Within even the bigger outlook on it was, how am I going to serve? Am I going to do it in a different space? So I was comparing different opportunities out there, and I found one that allowed me to kind of take the next step, not just own my own place or rent my own place just yet. Again, I don't know if that's exactly where I want to head in the future, but the opportunity presented itself to sublease a space, kind of carry out my own brand of business throughout that space, and then just do what I'm good at and what I really enjoy. And that's personal training. That's the wellness coaching side of things. And then I don't have to, you know, step on some toes with any conflicts or anything like that. Now it's, I can go full go with BT Strength and Wellness. So part of the planning was figuring out the space, figuring out the name behind it, if I was going to do that. And then now it's planning ahead as, hey, I have this timeline left where in person I could do things in June. What am I going to do before that? Is there a space temporarily before that? How do I set up the calls with my attorney? And how do I do more of the back end things like the bank and the payment system and all that? So that's a really broad answer to say, just continuing to find different things to plan ahead of time so I can set myself up for success.
Yeah, definitely. No, I love that. And, you know, I want to kind of push it one even further back, maybe even deeper, because you were full entrepreneurship as Beast Transformation before you moved to Boston, right? And then when you moved to Boston, you joined a
Yeah, it was a it's a team in Boston. I'll insert their name is Jet Boston. They're a studio space in Boston. They have two different locations. Yeah, fitness brand in the city. So joined them to learn as much as I could as far as needed a bridging something to bridge the gap. And I didn't really know where I was heading at the time. Besides, hey, this is a great opportunity. I want to just grow here and see what happens.
Yep, studio was the word that my brain could not grab. I couldn't figure it out. But yeah, so you joined a studio space, right? And you continued to kind of hone your craft, work on your craft and get more experience, see new things, learn from other people as well as a coach. And I'm curious how you think that played into to this opportunity of, you know, there's now a place that has come available for you to sublease. You know, I think a big part, and we've talked about it before, about, you know, preparing and having a little bit of help with timing allowed you to be able to step into this and feel very confident about going back into the sole entrepreneur route. So I'm curious to hear how you got yourself to that place.
Yeah, I think it's just the reps. I mean, based off of like what we really wanted to dive into today, it's just a prime example of an opportunity finally presented itself just because I had so much time to prepare. And the time in preparation was, how can I shadow more? How can I ask more questions? How can I ask questions that already are helping me grow with what I'm good at and then helping me kind of stretch the things that I'm not so confident at? So it was a lot of that for, you know, practically 2 full years. And it was feeling comfortable kind of setting my foot down at certain times. Like, hey, I really see this as something that can happen, that can work. And then gaining that confidence to really like step into, hey, this is what I think can work. Cause it's so easy in a space like that for people around you to be like, no, like it's a good idea, but maybe not. But instead I was able to get confident in, you know, showing other people, hey, these are different things that can happen, whether it's programming, whether it's business side of things. So now that I'm transitioning back into doing things by myself, I have the confidence to lead other people and then essentially like lead a community of my clients of, hey, this is how we do things at BT and this is how it's going to go. And this is how we build our community.
That's very cool. Now, I think it's interesting because there's like levels to the steps of preparation that got you here. It's not, you know, you decided that you were ready to do this and then you started preparing then. Now it goes back to, if you didn't have the confidence in your coaching experience, would you have even considered like trying to venture out on the business side on your own? So I think it's more than just, you know, preparing the business. It's more than just preparing the coaching. It's everything coming together to give you the confidence to be able to like, quote unquote, meet the bell now that an opportunity has shown itself to you, you're ready to go at it full speed. And I think it's a very cool real life example of how this works in action. It's not necessarily always, you know, snap of the fingers. Oh, something's come up. Now I'm going to prepare. Now I'm going to study, right? If we put it in the form of a test, it's no, you've been preparing for this test. So when it presented itself, you're going to ace it.
You know, and that's what I hope people get out of this specific example. And even when we talk about how we started the podcast, it's like, no matter what you're looking to pursue and to accomplish, like, how do you set yourself up or how can you put yourself in those situations that kind of mirror what may happen, whether it's health? How do you put yourself in a healthier place where you can continue to do the things that get you to a healthier place? Whether it's starting a business in this example, it's like, how do I surround myself with those people? And how do I surround myself with the day to day that'll allow me to feel what it would feel like to do that? For us with the podcast, hey, let's just pre-record. We pre-recorded a whole bunch. Some weren't released, some were released. And through that, you get more confident. You just gain the muscle to do that. So I hope that people get that out of this episode. It's, you know, find a way that you could prepare yourself. It's not super clear cut where, hey, you need to do this to get to this finish line.
Yeah, I think that I kind of forgot about that there's stuff that's not released, just floating around somewhere. Yeah, no, I mean, we got so many reps in at the time. And then by the time we like got confident, we were ready to post, there were a couple that were like, that's not that great. We just tossed them. But it was still good reps, good experience, good practice for us as we kept going. And now I feel like we found a good flow where, you know, maybe we're not perfect, we're still getting better, but we're at a place where we feel very confident we can have fun with it more than anything, which I think at first we were having fun with it, but there was also like the nervous energy, even though we were just sitting on a Zoom with each other.
Yeah. Well, it's the two things that are always funny to me is the before the show and I guess a little bit after. There's always like the same feel of, is this like our first time doing this? But then it's also, to be completely transparent to anybody listening to the pod, hopefully it's not super obvious for you guys, but there's a few episodes here and there that we release that were things that we queued up in our archives. And for us, it's easy for us to spot the difference, or it's like, hey, this didn't start off as quick as it usually does. But one thing that we were like super proud of, and again, when you are reflecting, please, everybody, find ways to, you know, pat yourselves on the back. We're super proud of ourselves for the flow of the episode. So even if there were things that we didn't quote unquote like, or weren't like, hey, this is, we can, it feels off. Like when you really listen to it, at least for us, we feel like, hey, the flow is still there and we're able to really carry the conversations how we would want to.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I think part of it too, this is like way off topic for what our topic is today, but you got to have fun with yourself too. Because I forget when we posted. It was somewhat recently. And we're talking about like our Valentine's Day nights. So it's like, you know, sometimes things get pre-recorded. They don't get released for a while. And then they go out. And at this point, it's like, well, whatever we're talking about before the message start, not as important as when we get into the rest. But hope you all take a good laugh when you hear about a holiday a month later.
Right.
Most of the time, I feel like we're pretty close to record and post. But if we have extra time, we'll record one here or there, and then we talk about something in real time. But
yeah,
that's all. It's all part of our planning. When we have these extra hours, we do something with it. We make them useful. That way we can have extra content to go out to you guys and hopefully bring more value along the way too.
For sure. Hey, with planning, I want to make sure we really dived into this. So like, you know, your current role that you've stepped into, you can feel free to share as much as you'd like, but I really wanted you to, if you could, focus in on, you know, how you lead the team of SDRs now and how do you keep them on track? Because there's a lot of planning that I'm assuming gets set in place to make sure everybody's successful as a whole. And then obviously as individuals, because if everybody as an individual is on point, then as a team, you guys will be efficient. So if you want to touch upon that a little bit, that'd be great.
I think a lot of it comes back to the way I do things for myself as like an individual contributor as well. It's like, being a sales rep, if you don't have any type of plan going into the year, you're kind of just shooting from the hip. So it's understanding what your numbers are, what your goals are beyond the numbers that you're given by like the company you work for. So if you want to exceed that and hit a certain like commission goal for yourself, okay. The great thing about sales is you can work everything backwards. I know exactly how many calls it takes me to book a demo, and I know how many demos show up and how many no show. So like it's all just percentages, and over time, like if you take that from how many deals end up getting closed at the end of the road, not to bore you with every single statistic that there is to like get there, you just take how many deals I need to close and work those numbers backwards to say, okay, I need to do this many calls a day, I need to close this many deals a month, and I'll be on track for exactly where I need to be. So a lot of it comes down to that. And then once you have your numbers figured out, it's account planning, figuring out like the industries you want to target going in there. So it stems from my own plan, then gets kind of broken up into different categories for the SDRs too. Cause essentially it's their goals, and our CEO that we have created a way to track metrics. So it's really easy for them. They just input it. It tells them the percentage that they are to all of their individual metrics, which makes it really easy for them to know like their success levers. But really the biggest thing is like having a plan each day when you come in and knowing exactly for them, it's mostly activity based. So like how many calls they need to make, how many meetings they need to schedule on a daily basis to be on track at the end of the month to hit their goals.
Yeah, no, I love that because it kind of gives a clear direction of, hey, these are the things we need to do to get to this end goal, essentially. It keeps you on track. So whether we call it planning or sufficient goal setting or whatever term we want to give it, it's just a way to stay on track to really reach what you're looking to do.
Yep, for sure. And that's like with sales, it's like the baseline, because from there, there's like other aspects of, okay, why is my demo show rate so low? And then it's, okay, now I need to start, I need to get training on this. So do I go to my higher up? Do I go to resources I could find on my own? Do I go to a peer? Stuff like that. So it's even like planning out like your own training. So like we have trainings that we do with our SDR team, like call reviews, stuff like that, to make sure that they can get some constant feedback. But I think a big part of it, and what I see in like just in general, any salesperson that is typically like a top performer, it's what are you doing outside of what's already presented to you to get yourself better? So like, how are you blocking off time in your week to find time to go do those extra activities to learn more about, you know, closing or about cold call openers or like just anything, professional development as a bucket. And I really think that's the biggest thing, because the more you expose yourself to different situations, different scenarios, when it comes up on a live call with a real prospect, you're ready. And you don't have to like panic and be back on your heels trying to deal with it. And I mean, I think that really goes for anything, even to the point like we were talking about before with you. It's, you've been preparing for so long, so none of this feels foreign. And that's just, that's the way it'll be with everything. But yeah, that's the biggest thing I'd say, like sales side, what I've seen over the past few months with myself as well as just our team here.
Well, I was going to say one of those last points you brought up as far as things not feeling foreign. You know, Monica and I were talking about it today when the news got in that, hey, the LLC is approved, here's the next steps. She asked me like something along the lines of like, can you believe it or something like that? And it was one of the first times in a long time that I didn't really feel that phrase of, hey, that was unbelievable, or hey, I can't believe that happened. It was just like, yeah, I mean, I've really wanted this. Really, really want it. Like, I almost just curse right now. I know we try to keep the cursing off of here. I really like this is, you and I have talked about it a bunch. Like, this is just something I wanted so bad for myself and those around me that just as soon as the news came across, like, okay, let's go. I mean, this is like go time now. So I wanted to highlight that because I was trying to form a question, but someone out there is saying that they want to pursue whatever it may be. I'm trying to think of it in a broad sense. What are some quick tips we can give them as far as how do you even just get started with preparation?
I think getting started with it, it's part of it is understanding what you're trying to achieve. So it's hard with like a broad thing, right? You have to understand the goal. And I always look at it as like, how can we work backwards? Because even for us, it was, we want to start a podcast. Okay, cool. What do we have to do to get there? Well, we have to be comfortable talking and speaking on a mic. We need to have like a theme or a focus, all that type of stuff that like we built out. And then we had our like mini goals of let's record 5 episodes and like, let's just get that. And then we started adding in, okay, how do I get this on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and every other directory? So there was like a lot of stuff for us. So I think it's first understanding what you want to achieve and then just finding some like initial like baby steps or almost like skills, basically. Like, what skills do I need to achieve that? And once you have those skills that you need or skills that you need documented, now you have to get them if you don't already have them. So I'd say that's like the, in simple terms, I don't even know if that's simple, but that's how I would put it.
If no, it you was can so good.
Please do.
It was so good. I mean, the only way I can even simplify is just using two other examples. One, I love using the idea of, or not even the idea, but like the day-to-day of sales in your position, because it's, you know that, hey, here's the end goal. We want to bring in this much of revenue, or we want to close this much number of sales. How do I work underneath that? Or how do I, you know, umbrella off that? I have to do this many calls, this many leads, this many conversions. And you just know from there, okay, this should get you there. Same thing when it comes to like creating a workout. Hey, here's the overall goal. Okay, let me start creating a workout that will get me there. What I found working is you create the actual workout and then you create the warm up after, because you already know here are the main things that I'm going to get done. But how do I warm up for that? How do I keep somebody from getting injured? So you work backwards. So I definitely agree with working backwards. Honestly, that if I had to really narrow one down too, it would be the same thing. Hey, where are you heading? What do you want to feel and accomplish? Okay, how do we get there?
All right. Well, I think that'll do it for today's episode of Action Ignited. So as we talked about today, failing to plan is planning to fail. I did plan this outro, so hopefully I will not fail. Otherwise, I'll have to eat my own words. But embrace preparation, the hard work that goes into it, because you never know when an opportunity is going to present itself. And the last thing you want is to miss it because you didn't put the work in ahead of time to be ready. You never know when the time's going to be right. Don't miss it. So thank you all for tuning in. If you have any questions for us or you would like to dive deeper on a specific topic, please share it with us on social media at Action Ignited, or you can email it to coachis.beasttransformations@gmail.com. I've messed that up a few times, so I'm going to be very explicit about it today in the outro. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and join us next time for more discussions. And as always, stay prepared, stay ignited.